brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
By the way, the biggest buzz I've ever heard, I think, is for House of Cards. I haven't seen it one episode yet, just quite frankly. I'm either with my family or I'm working at night. It's kind of shameful. All work and no play makes Jack a crazy boy. But I've got to start watching this because they say the Chinese government's obsessed with it. It's getting watched like 100 million times a week or something worldwide. With Kevin Spacey, played by me. I'm joking. People make that joke. I don't look like Kevin Spacey. Wish I did. The point is we got Stefan Molyneux here. We're taking phone calls this segment and the next. But he's going to give us his review of House of Cards. He's coming up in the next segment. Right now, let's talk to Steve in Colorado. Thanks for holding. And thank you for joining us today, Steve.
Thank you, Alex.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, we just want to say hi to Steph and then watch that Karl Marx thing, bio that you put together.
Yeah. Oh, this is Karl Marx basically preying upon the poor and the working class after talking about capitalists being evil for doing the same thing. He had sex with his maid, had a kid, tossed her out on the street, never paid her a penny. All the studies that Karl Marx did of the market system at the time, he could never find a worker who wasn't paid anything except in his own house, his maid. He was the worst exploiter. I was just pointing out the moral hypocrisy.
Oh, and he was an angel compared to Lenin.
Oh, yeah. Well, Lenin, he wasn't an outright murderer, Marx, but Lenin was an outright just savage genocidal murderer. I mean, nonstop bloodfest. But sorry, caller, I don't get distracted. Did you have a question?
Well, yeah, it's kind of funny, though, just real quick. I want to talk about the IRS. I'm being honest and stuff, but it's funny how these neo-Marxists of today, through osmosis almost, have this same degree of hypocrisy that Karl Marx did. I mean, it's almost, like I said, through osmosis from it. It's just incredible.
They're bloodthirsty criminals who have grabbed the moral high ground and lecture to everyone when they're exempt from everything they're doing and engage in every dirty trick. And, hey, you try claiming the Fifth in an IRS investigation, they'll clap you in irons. But the hussy up there can be caught lying last year, taking the Fifth, does it again, she doesn't get in trouble.
And the IRS is going to be enforcing some aspects of Obamacare, and they are desperate to get out of Obamacare themselves. They are lobbying like crazy to get out of Obamacare.
Oh, yeah, the unions, the government people, and they're all going to be exempt.
Oh, it's for us. It's for us, Alex. I mean, you know, not for the rulers. I mean, you don't build, you know, your electric fences around your bedroom if you're the farmer. It's just for the cows. Horrible. Did you have another comment?
That's where I need you guys' help. I am being audited.
Sorry to hear that.
I was a drywall contractor in Colorado. My entire livelihood and trade was awarded to illegal aliens, put out of business. My home taken from the MERS, all the value of my property wiped away.
I know, they almost force you because, again, I'm not even against the illegals. But the point is, you have them here, they'll work for less, their wives go on welfare, they then undermine the cost. You're in the system, the IRS comes and takes you over. You almost have to survive to just start acting like the illegals, get a fake name, pay nothing, operate, do whatever you want, and just sit there in jail and they arrest you for whatever and they'll just let you out. I mean, you can really learn something from the illegals. They're almost the total libertarians, except they then siphon off the state. What do you say about that, Stefan?
Oh, I mean, American immigration policy since the 60s has been a disaster. I mean, in the 60s, I mean, and this is the case in other countries like Australia and so on. They try to bring people in who are educated, who are at least share some of the common
values
of the West. Yeah, I mean, you can't just go and try emigrating to Australia if you're coming from some third world country. The Democrats, and again, I don't want to sound like I'm pounding on the Democrats, like I'm no Republican, but the Democrats.
But they're the virulent cancer.
They are very much bringing in their voting base. And their voting base is underskilled people from third world countries. This has been explicit in their platform since the 1960s. I think it was Ted Kennedy who first brought in this bill. Used to get 90% of immigrants from Europe, now get the majority of immigrants coming in from unskilled from third world. And this drives down wages. And then they say, well, now you see we need minimum wage laws to bring the wages back up. And it's, you know, I'm for open borders. There's no such thing as, you know, an illegal anybody, right? But given this policy, it's just a complete...
Well, I was about to say, you could have open borders worldwide if there wasn't any welfare.
Exactly.
But you have welfare and then let them vote to take my guns?
Yeah.
I mean, literally, they can then vote to make me their slave.
Yeah, and it happens.
It is. That's what democracy is. Two wolves vote that I'm a sheep, I'm their dinner.
Yeah.
And they want to make me the sheep and take my guns. So I'm a sheep. We'll be right back.
Paid for by Sans Marine Associates Investment Research. Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called SecretIncome11.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome11.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome11.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Well, there is a war on for your mind, big time, and I am your host, Alex Jones. The news sites are Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. The subscriber site for the nightly news is PrisonPlanet.tv, and Stefan Mollen is going to be on that show tonight with our great reporters and researchers. And soon I'm launching the official TV system and expanding the show, and I'll be hosting the show, not just doing commentary like I did last night, most nights of the week. So no rest for those that don't want to be wicked. No rest for those that want to live in the age of reality and want to be free. But it's an animating contest. It's addictive. So it's like exercise. Man, throw me in that briar patch every day. I got some really bad news for folks, but some good news as well. The enemy has shown their hand. We broke off of their sites bragging yesterday that they were about to get Facebook to restrict discussion of the Second Amendment. That article is Bloomberg moves to ban pro-gun speech. Facebook now working with the former New York mayor front groups to censor support for Second Amendment. This just got released an hour ago. It'll be going up on Infowars.com. Moms demand action. Literally, that's like three people in San Antonio when we had thousands out there. They tried to start a fight with us on video. We're going to add that to the article. This just was released March 5th. That's today, 2014. Facebook's announced today that the company and its popular photo-sharing subsidiary Instagram will take significant steps. Remember, they arrest kids that draw a picture of a gun at school to block potentially illegal firearm sales through their platforms. Now, that's meant to sound reasonable. For the first time, the sites will delete reported posts, reported by them, offering to buy or sell guns without background checks. Now, people go, well, that sounds reasonable. Then you read deeper. Anyone with a profile under 18 won't be able to see things about guns or read the word gun. so they can have bots that block everything. This has already happened to us. We send out a pro-gun meme with, like, Hitler saying, I love gun control, you know, and stuff like that. Or people about Benghazi, the Navy SEAL group, they just block it.
Yeah.
And this has been their plan all along. And you read into the document, it's page after page. But it says Facebook will continue to report to law enforcement, blah, blah, blah. Facebook will take down reported pages of groups where guns are sold. Now, again, these are groups, gun shops and gun groups that then link to their gun shop.
Yeah.
Guns not being sold there. They send it to a gun shop and make you buy it.
Yeah.
But they create this illusion until the owner of the page acknowledges the page and includes the information prominently at the top of the page. Facebook's help center will remind sellers that they may conduct background checks. So it's all about you say you will comply with the laws. They're the new arbiters of free speech online. Facebook will provide public education ad space targeted at users interested in firearm-related content to ensure they know about the gun laws. So now they'll be Mayor Bloomberg anti-gun, literally brainwash the public, as the Attorney General said, that famous quote, I'm sure you've seen that, targeted at people so they get free advertising now. And it goes on, it will block people from being able to see the gun sites. So it gives them free advertising, you name it. These people always set themselves up, like the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, over law enforcement, where they set all the policies. They're God. Rachel Maddow is God.
Well, first of all, I can't imagine Facebook is really enjoying this process. You know, they say they're working with the New York government or whatever, and it's like, that's like me working with a mugger for the orderly transfer of my wallet. The fact that he has a gun to my ribs is pretty much the whole equation, right? I mean, what the government can do to business is significant. I know a lot of businesses use government to get rent-seeking, to get comparative advantage and so on, but if the government comes knocking and says, we'd really like you to work with us. Well, they are the guys with all the guns.
And we've been so compliant, that's what's empowered the beast. It's time to start not complying.
No, but what's beautiful about this, and we were just talking about this in the break, that I think the government still thinks that they have a monopoly of information distribution, like back in the day when there were like three networks and the government basically controlled or managed or had the license fees for all of these things, right? Licensed through the FCC. Now, I mean, what a great way to educate kids about the Second Amendment, because Lord knows with teenagers, like these people have never met a teenager. You go to a teenager and say, you're not allowed to see this. And it's two clicks away on the internet. What's the first thing that
stay out of the liquor cabinet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I think the average age.
Stop chasing cheerleaders.
The average age of kids getting porn these days is 10 to 11 years old when it's, you know, not legal until, I don't know, 18 or 19 or something like that, right? So it's a beautiful way to get kids interested in the Second Amendment, to have Facebook start blocking stuff, because now they're going to get educated about it.
Well, that's it. They're putting it in the same category as porn.
I mean, it's mad, and it's wonderful how much work the government is doing on behalf of liberty advocates in helping the teenagers to understand the power of the state and helping them get interested in topics now taboo, which is, you know, I mean, that's like catnip for a teenager. Oh, it's taboo. The powers that be don't want me to see this. Here I'm going to go and find it right away. I mean, you couldn't advertise education.
Well, listen, they did that. I actually figured out the reason I was successful. One of the big make it or break it moments was I put out some documentaries about the military training for martial law, which they do perennially, and they're doing it all the time. But the military got a hold of these documentaries, Police State 2000 and others. I was already somewhat successful. And the Marine Corps and the Army across the board said, do not watch Alex Jones or listen to Alex Jones. Most of them didn't know who I was. That's why today, undoubtedly, we are like the number one show in the U.S. Armed Forces, because they still say, do not listen to him. Do not listen to Ron Paul. Do not get involved in the Tea Party. It's making them all run to it. What were they thinking? I mean,
they're thinking they have control over the narrative. The narrative is fragmented. It used to be a sole control over the narrative, right? Like when the Catholic priests spoke the liturgy in Latin in the Middle Ages and the commoners didn't know Latin and they couldn't get a hold of the Bible. And then Martin Luther comes along, translates it into a language they can see, and the monopoly of Christendom is then fragments into, you know, Zwinglians and Anabaptists and Lutherans and all this kind of stuff. And that creates more individual debate and discussion. I think that the people in power now, they grew up in like the 70s or the 80s or whatever, and there was a monopoly of narrative back then. Now there's no monopoly of narrative. They think that they can close this down, and it's not going to be like whack-a-mole.
Well, that's like they'll have MSNBC or others go, Alex Jones has no listeners and is not important and is not on AM and FM stations. And then people go, look, I'm on over 100.
He doesn't exist because he's not on media controlled by the government.
But the difference is I'm on over 160, but we've been more successful in the free market internet. The point is that they lie incessantly.
Yeah.
They lie incessantly, and you're right. They operate like they think they're in a vacuum.
Oh, you can lie if nobody can cross-check you. Right, but people don't know, like, my website got banned in the armed services, too, and the number of military listeners to my show went through the roof.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. Didn't they know when they ordered the Pentagon in, like, 2008? I mean, suddenly I had this giant audience, and suddenly I was being given all this info that turned out to be accurate. People leaking, you know, just basic stuff, not like secrets, but what was going on. Because they didn't like the training they were being given to take on Americans. Sure. They heard a guy saying it was bad. They knew I was telling the truth. Then they're told, don't listen to this guy. Then they come in and say, you're going to get run or get PT duty if we find any more of these films here. Suddenly everyone was watching them.
Yeah.
I mean, what was the system thinking?
It's the delusion of control. The technology has bypassed.
It's the Streisand effect.
I'm sorry, what now?
You know the Streisand effect where she kept threatening to sue bloggers, don't say where I live, don't talk about me. So it brought all this attention to it, made it 1,000 times bigger.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But I'm saying, literally, that shows how screwed up these people are. I mean, I don't mean to keep marveling about it. It's just that what you're saying is true.
Well, they inhabit the state, which is an institution that is so ancient it's ridiculous. It's just an outgrowth of warlords and witch doctors from the Stone Age. They inhabit the state, which is retro, and they have had so much monopoly control over the media that I think that they still don't quite grasp just how porous information has become now.
Sure.
And how, I mean, you know, it's like you put a tiny pebble in a stream and you think you're damming the whole stream. No, everything just goes around it. I mean, there's no rock big enough to dam the flow.
Well, I mean, here's an example. I learned early on with stalkers or people in the media that make stuff up who wanted attention, smaller people than me, making stuff up, don't respond, they go away. You give them attention, it gives them attention, they do it more.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, that's 101. I'm not that smart. I know that. How can the system not know that?
Well, remember, they're also playing to an older audience. I think younger people are much more open to principled ideas of freedom than older people, to some degree. And I think what they're doing is they're playing to an audience that themselves do not understand how widely porous the flow of information has become. So what they're saying, the people are saying, well, we don't want our kids seeing these Second Amendment things. It's like, well, we talk to Facebook and it's taken care of. And people are like, hey, I'm over 50. That sounds plausible to me because, you know, when they weren't allowed to show it on TV, they weren't allowed to show it on TV and nobody knew about it. Or when it wasn't allowed
to. Don't they get by banning Super Bowl ads that are pro-gun, by arresting kids that draw a picture of a gun at school? They only make it sexier. Because let me tell you, with the liberal trendies, the sexiest thing now is to go square dancing, two-stepping, buy guns, become a hillbilly. We're actually winning with the young liberals. They're waking up and becoming libertarians.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going to happen for the power structure because it's not going well.
Well, the other thing, too, is that I think people, the government control of the schools have become so complete, so absolute. This started in the 60s when you could no longer fire teachers and it just became so absolute. And I don't think people really remember or understand that when young people think of the state, they think of the school. And the experiences they have in the school are so uniformly negative these days. I mean, it was pretty bad when I was
That was horrible when I was in.
Yeah, but it's become even worse now. Like, I mean, in the 30 years since I was in high school, I mean, it's become exponentially worse. And like now, as you know, they're built by the same people who build prisons.
It's a mind control facility.
Yeah, it is. It is a prison. It is an actual prison that you're forced to go to. And so I think the government is used to this patriotic blah, blah, blah. But teenagers now understand that it's the government that runs their lives as teenagers. It's the government that makes them go to school.
And they're rebelling against mommy and daddy now, but the state is their mommy and daddy. They're going to rebel against the state.
Raised by the state. They've been put in state institutions from about the age of 3 or 4 onwards. And so when the state tells them stuff, all the rebellion that used to go to mom and dad in the 50s is now going to the state. What a beautiful situation to be in. What a great fomenting wonderful lava pool we've got to inject some reason and passion into and to wake people up.
Because for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction.
Yeah. Hey, imagine if high school went on forever. Well, welcome to the modern government. You know, if that doesn't make...
You know, I have a recurring nightmare that I still have where I'm back in high school.
Do you still have that one where you didn't study for some test?
Yeah.
I still have those.
Yeah. And like, I'll be like, the nightmare is I'm 30 as a senior.
Oh, no.
And I'm like, my God, I'm an idiot. I've got to get out of here.
That's a great line.
Do the rest of the hour with us. You got some lunch coming for you.
Okay,
we're going to come back, I promise, and go to Fred and go to Dave. You've been real troopers. And go to Todd, Robert, and another. another Fred and Todd. And then we're going to get your review of House of Cards.
Yeah, okay.
Stefan Molyneux, our guest. I'm Alex Jones. Freedom Domain Radio. We'll be right back.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
I'm all in his take on House of Cards that I have not yet watched, but everyone keeps telling me about. So most propaganda is in movies and TV, not in the news. And I'm kind of blind because I only focus on news. I should focus more on the propaganda in films. But that discussion coming up in the next segment. after calls. Fred in Wisconsin, you're a trooper for holding. You're on the air worldwide. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I wanted to ask you and your guest, you have an uncanny ability to predict the future based on the events going on right now. And I see all these young people, California, signing up for these medical marijuana cards, and I see it spreading across the United States. And I believe that if legalization happens, if it really does come across, that this is going to lead to gun confiscation later, and that all these databases are being built because it's still against the federal law to have a gun and be under the influence of marijuana, regardless of what the states say. And I think it's going to be a big problem, and I didn't get my first gun until I was 25. So I think it's just going to lead to a future gun confiscation problem, especially if they lose all the money.
Sure, sure. And I want to be clear about this whole gun issue. The guns are important, but the reason we obsess on it is when they come to try to take them, it's because they're going to take the First Amendment, the Fourth, the Tenth, everything else, which just symbolize rights that were already inalienable and already existed. And the point is that they go, oh, we're friends, just let us register them, and then they always confiscate them. And so, yes, undoubtedly the plan is to take our guns. But as Stefan said, so they have the monopoly. What's a bank robber do when he comes in? He says, hands up. He takes the gun away from the security guard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they're doing. They're securing what they've hijacked, what they've usurped. And I, at an instinctive level, do not want to be usurped. Stefan?
You know that the system is about to crash when they try to grab the guns. That is always what happens. Because when the system crashes, the dependent classes get kind of angry. Where's the welfare check? Where's the social security check? Where my money's being inflated right out of my bank account. I can't buy food. I mean, this is what happened in Ukraine. Ukraine, the average GDP per person is like $3,500 or $4,000 compared to Poland, which is $30,000 or $40,000 because they've got such a corrupt regime. The Arab Spring was because the price of wheat went up three times. They couldn't afford to eat. So when you've got a dependent class, which has been fostered for the last 30 years, when you're about to run out of money, you've got to grab those guns. Otherwise, you could be facing some significant...
And I want to explain something. It is massive centralization that allows runs on banks, that allows starvation, that allows deflation, inflation. If you have a truly diverse, free, multi-crop economy, you have some problems, but you just get richer and richer. History shows. The problem is ever getting to that point where you get government and regulators out of your hair... And have a virtuous society, then it's like a perpetual motion machine. But again, then you become decadent. It's the same cycle. Anything else, caller?
I would just keep my name off that list as long as possible to see what they actually do. But
well, yeah, I mean, folks, you can get guns anywhere in the U.S. without getting them through a registration system. In most areas, it's legal to buy from a private seller. Me, I'm so prominent anyways, I go buy guns with a background check. Why do I care? I don't think I even have hardly any guns that I bought from friends or family. And they can say anything's illegal, too, nitpicking it. You know, it's the cops show up and say, you know, you have a gun illegally. No, I don't. I don't have your view that my gun's illegal because my grandpa gave it to me 30 years ago. You know, they can frame anything the way they want it to.
Yeah, and I would strongly suggest that it's a great barometer of an economic catastrophe when the escalation of gun grabbing goes on. That's a time where you've got to start thinking about whatever savings you got, whatever finances you've got.
That's right. They're going to take everything else when they go for the guns. Robert in Mass, you're on the air. It's the canary in the coal mine. Go ahead, Robert.
How you doing, Alex?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I just want to say you're doing a great job. You're a true American patriot in the spirit of 76. Lives on.
Thank you, brother. What's your question or comment?
Well, my question is about the IRS. It's not a question. It's just a point. I'm from Massachusetts. We're under a form of Obamacare here already. And just to back up what you stated, that they are going to go after your bank accounts, they are going to go after your tax returns, that's already happening here in Massachusetts. If you don't cover yourself for the year when you go to file your taxes, they take it out of your tax return. My other point is I'm a kind of hands-on guy. I like to get in people's faces. I call senators. I call congressmen on gun control. I call CNN. I call MSNBC just to let these people know that there are people out there who do care about the Constitution and this country.
Oh, there are a lot of people that care. But, you know, the bill, and now the IRS announced last week they're going to take the money out of your bank account. And they go, but Obama promised they wouldn't. Well, why do they have it in there to take $5,000 out then if they're not going to do it?
But a politician promise is such a non-argument. I can't believe people.
Caller, did you have anything else you wanted to add?
I just wanted to say what an excellent guest you have on, and I'd like his take on what he thinks it's going to take for the American people to finally have enough.
That's right. Will there be a big flashpoint, or will it be gradual?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
FreeDomainRadio.com is his website. Stefan Molyneux, we're going to continue with your phone calls with Todd and everybody else that's holding after we do our review of House of Cards that I've not watched yet, but I know this whole global system is a House of Cards. That when it comes down, we don't want to be crushed by. That's what this is all about, is putting out our ideas so that when it all collapses, people know that we were right and there's an alternative to this system that we've been under, and we could have a new renaissance, a new enlightenment. Before I go any further, we have some amazing specials going right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the entire family of Pro Pure, Pro One, 2.0 systems that cut out the fluoride, the glyphosates. I carry the Pro Pure systems because it's the best gravity-fed stainless steel system out there. It blows the competition away, side-by-side comparisons, and it costs the same or less as its leading competitor. Pro One, available at InfoWarsStore.com. And stop drinking the Roundup. Stop drinking the hydrofluorosilicic acid. and the BPA and all the crap that's in the water. Whether you got well water, you name it, rainwater, you need to filter your water. It's a win-win, and then it funds this operation and our free speech. It does tens of thousands of gallons for the smaller filters, even more with the bigger ones. They've got a pitcher model that is incredibly inexpensive, the same price as a charcoal filter that doesn't cut anything out, just flavor. Cuts out, you know, bad stuff that tastes bad. This has filters in it that actually cuts it all out. It's just an amazing system. You know, I didn't sell filters for a couple of years just because I couldn't find them that were good enough. We'd have customer service complaints, problems. I don't know what was going on, but we carry a couple brands, Pro One's the best, that we've gotten great reviews from and that I use. We have the Live Straw at the lowest price that we're allowed to advertise it for. And your purchase makes the transmission possible. So all your water filter needs, InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free, 888-253-3139. And we're funding our whole operation here off of the support of viewers like you through free association. Not a gun to your head like the IRS, taking your money and giving it to state-run media. We're here saying, hey, we carry great products. If you believe in them, buy them. If you believe in what we're doing, support us. I mean, take the Super Male Vitality with 8 concentrated organic herbs known to help block estrogen mimickers. I mean, the people take it, they're just completely blown away. I mean, look at me, I was like a fat slob. And I'm still in somewhat of a Jabba the Hutt. I mean, I got a little bit of a pot belly left, folks, but, I mean, I've lost a ton of weight. Everybody can see it. I mean, I'm in here, camera adds 10 pounds to you, but, I mean, I'm getting ready to take some photos with the shirt off, folks. I've lost a ton of weight, and it's given me the stamina, the energy to do it, along with the other great supplements we have at InfoWarsLife.com. 15% off. We're still running that special because it's been so popular. We sold out, but more came in. InfoWarsLife.com, always on the same store. Just that just takes you right to it on InfoWarsLife.com, on InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And regardless, when you get the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield Detoxifier, the Super Male Vitality, all of it, it funds our operation, so you win, period, through free association. That's what it's all about. Voting for organic food by buying organic food. You then displace all the inorganic food to where those people are going bankrupt. It's the power of voting with choice, and that's what we rely on and what has sustained us and why the system is trying to wreck the free market, the remnants of it, that's still empowering civilization and society. So you can also call the toll-free number for any questions or to order via telephone, the T-shirts, the books, the films, the Molon Labe, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And when you go over and watch the podcast with Stefan Molyneux on his site, that's supporting the free market of ideas. When you pass on his podcast, when you pass on our podcast, when you tell friends and family about the different radio shows and books, all of that is little individual actions. We're not in some vacuum. We're just the kleptocrats and people that think in gang mentality who aren't creative and gang up to rob us that are creative. We're better than them when we take the field. Our ideas win. I've experienced it. And there are a lot more articulate, better folks than me out there who just don't have confidence in themselves. I've been on air 19 years from nowhere, folks. With free association, we reach 3 million people. That's a conservative number. Every day. And we're growing. And freedom is popular. And we can legalize freedom, as Ron Paul says. We can have a debate about what freedom is. Total anarchic capitalism like Stefan Molyneux? Or me just saying, hey, I want my republic back. It's better than being run by foreign banks. Just don't blame the republic, as they do, for what our society's turned into. Now, I'm going to go back to calls, but if you want to comment on voting with our dollars, I'd like to get that. And then I've never heard such a buzz as about House of Cards and people on the street going, it's what you say about them. And I don't know how it's on Netflix, but that shows the model of a Netflix platform, 5 years old, dominating everything, 100 million viewers a week, that show alone. I keep telling people, don't try to go to Hollywood to be successful. Go make your own film with passion.
Yeah.
And it'll pay for itself, and the next film will make money. But so many people just want to go make it and be rich with no passion, and then they'll be a bling-bling hip-hop star or they'll be a movie star, not getting that the journey is the destination. So House of Cards with a 9.0 rating on IMDb, almost unheard of. What is your take on this phenomenon?
Well, it's free market art. It's art without a license because it's coming through Netflix. It's coming out, there's no FCC. There's nothing like that. And I had a guy on talking about a good documentary called Divorce Court about family courts and just how unbelievably predation and what predation they have, particularly on the American male in the divorce situation. And he was pointing out, like, no TV studio can accurately portray judicial corruption. because networks are getting sued all the time, and the last thing they want to do is piss off judges. They're going to sit in front of some judge who's going to remember them and judge against them, right? So this is Netflix streaming directly through the internet, bypassing the FCC, bypassing the regulators, and so they can put out an honest-to-goodness portrayal of, I think, what politics looks like. You compare this to something like The West Wing, which was Aaron Sorkin's drama about Democrats in the White House, which was state-humping demo porn from, you know, a couple of decades ago. This is the true face of politics. This is the backstabbing, the evil, the monstrosity, the hypocrisy. I mean, it's like Othello, where you had Iago as the bad guy making Othello into a bad guy, but there's no good guy in this whole thing. And it's the Democrats. Because normally you get left-wing writers, if they have to portray bad people in politics, they make them Republicans. But these are Democrats, and it is showing just how corrupt the system is, how unsustainable the system is, and it's not even backroom deals for the sake of any advancing agenda. Like, it's not like they want to do good things and they have to regretfully do bad things to get those good things going. They only pretend they want to do good things in order to advance their own personal power and agenda, and I think that is an accurate view, and I think it's going to really color and condition particularly young people's view of what it is to be in politics and what the government really looks like from the inside. I think it's very powerful.
But you said it yourself, because I talked to a lot of people that say, man, this is really accurate. And by the way, this is what you're saying about the government, Alex. It's a sign that the whole wall of Hollywood control is imploding. I was talking about this the last few months, and I've had a lot of big Hollywood people and rock stars contact me and say, man, you don't know how true what you're saying is. When I'm out in Hollywood, and I've been to a lot of big A-list parties and stuff back when I would even go do that, because now I realize nothing ever really comes of it, so why go out there? Because I used to go out there to be on big national TV shows, and that doesn't really do anything, so what's the point? But I would go out there, and people weren't liberal. They weren't conservative. They were libertarian. They know the system's a fraud. They want freedom for their kids. They know GMO's bad. They're liberal on some issues, conservative on others, those traditional issues. They've all got guns, even if they claim they're anti-gun, because the studio won't put you on if you don't toe the line. And the few people that would come on my show literally would get called in and told you're never going to work again if you don't stop that.
Yep.
If you want to be part of a libertarian group, you've got to be literally in a secret society in Hollywood. But the truth is, because they haven't let them be libertarian, or what they call conspiracy theorists, people that question known liars, the hottest thing for, I don't know, 8 years. It was about 8 years ago. I know, that's where I'm getting invited out there a lot by a lot of people. It was just a few folks that were willing to go on the show. And I'm telling you, across the board, but some of them, like Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie, that I know woke up and saw my films and Aaron Russo's, I'll leave it at that, and were awake, they got freaked out and went and joined the UN. See, some of them go, okay, it is all rigged. I will literally go sell out to it.
Sure.
Or they argue, well, I'll do more better, you know, inside the system. But what I'm saying is the whole facade of Sumner Redstone and all these top lawyers and people that I've had meetings with literally is about keeping people on the plantation and mind control to keep Hollywood under the fake liberal progressive authoritarianism. The facade has already fallen.
Yeah.
And they're now figuring out they can go out and say and do what they want. And I'm telling you, House of Cards, I believe, is then going to be seen as the dam breaking. So I want to declare they're dead. Hollywood, as the L.A. mayor said a few months ago, is, quote, in an emergency and is bankrupt and is in a crisis. You bet. It's over.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over for them. And mainstream media is over. The dinosaur media is over. But the next thing to fully implode, I'm saying, is Hollywood. And now they're finally desperate, where Man of Steel is decentralized anti-eugenics. And movies like Nut Job or Anti Agenda 21. Now suddenly, or the Lego movie is libertarian.
Yep.
Suddenly, though, in their death throes, they're allowing the directors, because I've talked to some of them, to actually go be pro-liberty. And those are the only films that are making it now. So instead of Hollywood just collapsing, they can either collapse, or Hollywood can make the decision to survive and join with liberty. But they've now reached that tipping point. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, they'll follow the dollar. This is what you were saying when talking about the products that you sell. You know, Everything you subsidize grows and everything you don't subsidize shrinks. So, I mean, in terms of giving money to people, right? So whatever you subsidize is going to grow. So, yeah, if people want libertarian messages, then the people in Hollywood will change to reflect that. Don't go and spend your money on stuff that promotes an immoral agenda. It's very fundamental. You know, you vote.
They've been wagging the dog here. Yeah. It's time for us to wag them.
You vote with the dollar. I mean, in House of Cards, I'm not going to give any spoilers, so I don't panic about that. The rich guy says to the vice president, you are about to make an enemy of a man with $40 billion. And he says, what do I care about your money? I have the guys with all the guns. That is a very powerful statement to come out of mainstream media, or at least as mainstream as it's going to get. That is an incredibly powerful statement to come out. He's saying, I have all the guns. That's what government is. It's not your protector. It's not your savior. It's not the salvation of the poor. It's not the healer of the sick. It's not Jesus walking on water to bring you a donut. It is the guys with all the guns. And that's all it is. That's all it's ever been. And the fact that it actually has been said to the general public in one of the most popular shows to come out in the last year, I have all the guys with the guns. Shocking. I mean, it's something I've been saying for like 30 years, and now I can see it actually coming out.
Government's a gang with a flag.
They are they're the disorganized crime. Yeah, organized crime is the mafia. Government, they're just the better criminals, right? Like the guys who own the banks are the better bank robbers. The guys who run the government are the better organized criminals. They won, and they get to run the show. And the fact that it's actually being talked about, and there is this complete, it might as well be a mob movie.
And it's incredibly popular.
Yes, it is incredibly popular. And even the name of it, House of Cards, it's all about to come down. And what a wonderful thing it has been to be right for 30 years and have the credibility of accurately predicting catastrophe, because it's really hard to argue with people who've been saying the non-obvious for 30 years who turn out to be completely right. And I think that this, there's no future in the universe of House of Cards. It is all just circling the drain, grab as much as you can. It's like Indiana Jones, like when the door is coming down, you just grab whatever gold you can stuff in your pockets and try and get out. The days are numbered, and this is why the anti-gun stuff is so strong.
Well, the elites are all running to armored redoubts in the middle of nowhere. They're already running down the temple hallway with the big rock rolling towards them.
Right.
And they're telling us be calm, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want us to run for the exits and block their exit.
Buy some government bonds. It's a really great investment. They have bonds in Canada that's 75-year bonds. I mean, does anyone seriously think that this system is going to be around in 75 years to pay off that principle? It's mad.
But what does it say that I could produce something like Loose Change, seen over 150 million times downloaded? I mean, I helped produce those. Well, was the producer. That I can make films, I'm not bragging, but literally, I mean, I've made films that have been seen 50, 60 million times myself a piece, just on YouTube and Google. And I'm nobody. Imagine when that paradigm finally shifts and people realize they don't have to run to L.A. to try to go make their movies. Mm-hmm. When everyone starts making them themselves and all that new talent gets turned loose, it's a new renaissance on every front. I don't think the globalists can stop human progress unless one of their little experiments or a war they start ends up, you know, killing everybody. I just hope that collectively, through individual action, we can block them from blowing the planet up.
Well, that's what we have to do. I mean, people ask me, where does the future go? The future goes where the most passionate and virtuous people tell it to go. It's up to us. It's up to the people. I mean, where does the future go? It's where I want it to go. It's where you want it to go. It's where these listeners want it to go. That's where the future goes. And my experience was, you know, I struggled through graduate school in Canada, heavily socialist country. It's not like I couldn't master the material. It was just really hard work trying to get free market voluntary principles to be accepted by academics up in Canada. And I tried to publish books. I wrote books. I got great reviews on the books. Nobody would publish them. Now I don't have your reach. I got 3 to 4 million downloads a month of a philosophy show. I mean, this is unprecedented. The fact that I can actually talk to people now.
Yeah, top philosophers in the world can't get that. But you go out in the free market, boom, you win. It shows they can't pick the winners. More and more they can't. They're out of bullets. Hmm. Look at how they try to make Hillary like a movie star. CNN, MSNBC, she's so beautiful, she's so glamorous. No wonder you're tanking like a lead balloon in the ratings. Trying to make Michelle Obama look like an reanimated snapping turtle, you know, how beautiful she is. I mean, it's literally a bunch of narcissistic criminals. At least the old-fashioned kleptocrats need to stay quiet and shut up and just look stately. They actually want to be on red carpets and parade around in front of us in some Edward Bernays-type deal. It's not working.
No, I think it's better if they don't talk so much. You know, it's like that really pretty but dumb girlfriend everyone has at one time in their life or another. It's like, I'll introduce you to my friends. If you just smile and not talk too much, that would be excellent.
Well, I mean, look, it's one thing if scumbag, you know, rock and roll people or whatever want to show off with a bunch of women and a jet and bling. People kind of go, oh, that's rock stars.
Yeah.
Or that's hip-hop people. It's still cheesy. But when the president and his whole camp followers are strutting around in red carpets and I'm good at killing people and look how sexy my wife is, I mean, it's delusion.
Yeah.
I mean, don't they know people don't want to look at you in a taxpayer-paid red carpet? And we're sick of you.
Well, but they live in the bubble of privilege, right? They live in the bubble. I can't picture what it's like to be on the other side of the gun. Because, you know, my whole life, when I was a kid, is, you know, go to school, or you pay your taxes, obey the law, you sit this side of the gun pointing straight at you, right? Barrel straight at you. I can't even imagine what it must be like, Alex, to be on the other side of that gun. In other words, people have to watch your show. People have to give you money. People have to do what you say. Like, I can't imagine, but it must
be. That would be like a woman having sex with me who didn't want to.
Yeah.
That's horrible. I mean,
we have some compassion, some empathy, and all.
Well, no, I mean, the point is, I want her to be passionate and like me.
Like,
I want them out of free association.
No,
the government is raping us.
They want to go.
They want to rape us.
But they want to go back into power. This is what, for me.
No, I know, but I'm saying they want to make us.
Oh, I know.
It's rape. It's rape.
But that's because they know they have nothing of value to add, but their vanity can't accept that, so they have to force it on us. For me, being in power, be like, take a wild ferret and upend an aquarium and put it in that wild ferret. That ferret's going to be like, I got to get out. I mean, you put me in power for a day, I'm clawing to get out. These people work night and day for years. Get back into power. I mean, it's like they're a completely different species.
And then you study how they live. They're actually prisoners.
In some ways, yeah.
Yeah, because the bureaucracy is the real power.
Yeah.
And it could, we're going to come in and jam in some phone calls. I promise, Todd, you're up next. And then. There's two Todds. That's why I'm getting Todd in Texas and Todd in Canada. The two Todds. Straight ahead.
My name is Jessica Armand. I'm an activist, a GCN listener, and mother of three. Our drinking water and food are filled with fluoride and other contaminants that harm our teeth and gums. To protect my family, I created My Magic Mud, an all-natural teeth whitening and strengthening remedy. My Magic Mud is a soft powder that polishes your teeth, reduces sensitivity, and removes harmful toxins from deep inside your mouth. You deserve a bright, healthy smile. Visit MyMagicMud.com and get yours today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even though sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to GetSimplySafe.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American
men and women, it is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
We're doing 5 minutes overdrive with Stefan Molyneux. He'll be on the nightly news tonight talking about the war on men, the subject of the new March issue of InfoWars magazine. Canadian Mounties override civilian rule to arbitrarily ban and confiscate firearms. That just broke minutes ago at InfoWars.com. Showdown, Maryland to target and confiscate 110,000 citizens' firearms. Video, Bloomberg wants to ban free speech on Facebook. Unbelievable. That is just some of the news up on InfoWars.com. Government, police fund radar crowd scanner to detect 3D printed weapons. And we have like a gun theme today that just, without even telling my writers, just a theme appears of what's happening sometimes. Very serious. Let's jam in some calls for Stefan Molyneux. Todd in Texas, then Todd in Canada. You're on the air, Todd.
Yeah. Hey, Alex. I'll talk a little bit about the IRS and the veil coming off. I think it came off with a loud thud on the floor, and I don't think anybody even looked to see what it was.
No, I hear you. They declare the fifth when they're committing crimes, but then they don't let us declare the fifth in IRS forms. I mean, that's all I can say.
And the next thing, everyone's saying they want to take your guns. I don't believe they want to take their guns at all. Not for 1 minute.
Well, they're trying to confiscate them everywhere they get control, they do.
No, I believe that's a ruse. I believe they don't want to take your guns. They want you to use your guns. And then they can blame the economic collapse on you.
Well, when there is a large economic collapse, it'll be guns that maintain order, like in the L.A. riots when the cops left. So I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Before we go to the other, Todd, let's talk to Raymond, listening on 1530 a.m. in Chicago. Raymond, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I was calling in regards to the gun confiscation and them talking about, you know, even using the word gun for the younger people.
Yeah, that's now a thought crime, according to our dictator Bloomberg, yes.
So what are they going to, I mean, then they should outlaw all these shoot 'em up games then?
Oh, no, no. They're allowed to have shoot-em-up games violently on the Super Bowl, but a pro-gun thing about men protecting their household that doesn't even show a gun, that's banned on the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, exactly. I don't get their thinking. I really don't get their thinking.
I hear you, brother.
Talking about that young man that, you know, chewed his Pop-Tart in the shape of a gun.
Well, that's in 1984. You can be disappeared for even less. I mean, so let him get suspended. The Pop-Tart looked like a gun to somebody else. If you see a cloud looks like a gun, it's over your neighbor's house, arrest them. I think that's reasonable.
If you are born with a mole in the shape of a submachine gun, you will never see the light of day.
Yeah, they just take a meat cleaver out, chop the baby up.
Absolutely.
All right. Appreciate your call, brother. Good to hear from you. Todd in Canada, you're on the air with Stefan Molyneux, our guest.
Gentlemen, how are you doing today? I just wanted to touch base. You started off this segment about the gun ban in Canada. It's the Swiss-style classic green. And what it is the RCMP have just banned it without going through the proper channels and whatnot. Now, what I've done is I've started a YouTube channel and I've started speaking out against it. This morning, I called the head office for the firearms registry here in Canada, and I videotaped the encounter and I put it on YouTube. And I told them I was very nice to her, you know, asked my questions, which she couldn't answer any of them. And I was just basically said, okay, thanks very much. Just so you know, I'm going to put this on YouTube and have a nice day. My phone rang 20 minutes later. She called and she said, have you put that on YouTube yet? And it was slow to load and it was in the process. And I just said, yeah, I put it on YouTube. And she said, well, you're going to have to take that down because you didn't have my permission. At that point, I informed her that she is a public servant and that I do not need her permission. So I encourage all Canadians to call the registry office and voice their concerns right
Absolutely.
Now,
I've been following this in Canada where they're lawlessly just reclassifying guns and that they've registered and then confiscating them. And this is happening everywhere, Stefan. This is really getting serious.
Well, you know, and this is an example of what we were talking about, different rules for them than for you. You see, they can bypass legal procedures to take your guns. But if you tape a call without their permission, that's wrong because you don't have their
permission. Even though if you announce it and they're a public servant, I know about Canadian law, same as ours, you can do it. Hey, I tell you what, caller, Plug your YouTube channel. I want to look at that and add it to our article if it's good.
Yeah, definitely. It's Awaken Canada. It's a new channel. It's not pretty. I've just started.
That's okay. Awaken Canada on YouTube. We'll look it up. Overdrive.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
People by Sansorine Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to last year's sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome11.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome11.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome11.com.
Waging war.